Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I, in seeking the Lord about this morning and about this season, I believe we'll start a new series. Not a new subject. A new series, but not a new subject. Anybody know what the subject has been for some time now? Faith. Anybody like faith besides me? Yes. Romans, please, go there. Romans 3 and verse 3. Romans 3 and 3. It says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" What do you think? Not just no, but verse 4, God forbid. Stronger than no. The Weiss translation says, "Let no one even think such a thing." Let no one even think such. Let no one even think what? We'll back up to verse 3. What if some, what? Did not believe. Shall their not believing, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? No. He said, don't even let anybody think that. Why would you need to say that? Why would you need to say that? There are a number of believers and ministers who not too many years ago emphasized faith strongly. They talked about it. They emphasized it. Getting faith, having faith, growing in faith, living by faith. But in recent times, they've backed off of it. More and more and more. Until it's just something they refer to once in a while, they emphasize other things. And the reason why is because they didn't experience the results that they were looking for. They prayed and prayed and prayed, and it didn't happen. They confessed, and it didn't happen. They gave, and it didn't happen. And so, you know, you get tired of that. Right? So they backed off of that. And they're emphasizing other things now. But let's read it again. Verse 3. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? If some, for whatever reason, came short in their believing, does that mean the faith of God doesn't work? This is an important question. A lot of people, I'm talking about a lot of people, have changed canoes. I don't know where that came from. They were in the faith canoe, I guess, but they got out. No, what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? These are two questions. They deserve answers. What if some didn't believe? Does them not believing mean God's faith doesn't work? It does not mean that. I said it does not mean that. It goes on to say, I mean, this is strong. This next verse is strong. It said, God forbid. God forbid what? That you think and say that because somebody's attempt at faith didn't work, or somebody failing to believe didn't get results, that the faith of God has no effect. Come on, quote the Bible. Say, God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid what? Even thinking that God's faith doesn't work. I mean, there's some people have implied that, you know, me and Phyllis are not modern enough. We're what? Imagine that. Imagine that. God forbid. Because, you know, people are doing a new thing. They're doing something different. And a lot of folks are excited about it. You can be excited about almost anything for a little while. But when you get rid of faith, you got rid of pleasing God. You got rid of walking and living victoriously. You got rid of overcoming. The victory that overcomes this world. I mean, those things don't change. You get saved by faith. You get healed by faith. You get delivered by faith. You please God by faith. That's never going to change. Never. Go with me to 1 Timothy 1, please. 1 Timothy 1. The Bible cautions us about conforming to this world. Just because something's popular does not make it God or make it right. I've heard people say, well, you know, millions of people can't be wrong. You're kidding, right? Millions, billions of people can be wrong. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many that are going that way. People say, well, y'all are just narrow-minded and saved. There's a straight way and there's a narrow way that's the right way. And there's relatively few that find it, Jesus said. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 4. 1 Timothy 1 and 4 says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies. Now, first of all, you need to identify a fable as a fable. Fable means it's not real. And endless genealogies. A lot of folks are always wanting to do, they've always found a new code in the book nobody saw. And they have to run the numbers. And run the numbers, and this attaches to this. Don't misunderstand me. There's a lot in this wonderful Word of God. But the Lord did not make things so complicated and hidden that only a very special couple could ever see it. That's not right. Actually, the Lord said this to me one time. You know, I'm a teacher and I study and I take things apart. You know, I'll spend hours looking at words and verses, and that's part of what I need to do, part of it. I was looking at one of the epistles and I was doing that. And the Lord said to me, he said, I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, he said, Keith, remember, this is a letter. I was dissecting it and defining the words. He said, if Phyllis wrote you a letter, would you sit down and take each word and try to define it? And... So you, we got to watch. Like it was said that Brother Smith Wigglesworth, a great man of faith, had written another minister. And the minister said, Brother Wigglesworth, did you realize, what did he say, you spelled Holy Spirit 4 or 5 different ways in your letter? He said, well, did you understand it? He said, yeah. He said, well, that's all. Did you understand it? You can get so caught up in Greek and Hebrew definitions and studying this reference and this reference and this reference. A lot of that can be pride. You trying to show how smart you are. And we'll just leave that right there. But 1 Timothy 1, are you there? Don't give heed, verse 4, to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions. You know you're reading and listening to and watching the wrong thing when the more you watch it, the more questions you have. Anybody can ask a question. That don't mean you got any answers. When you're hearing the right thing, it'll edify you. He said, rather than godly edifying, which is what?
Faith.
In faith. The scripture talks about being nourished up in the words of faith. Real faith will feed you. It'll build you. It'll strengthen you. Oh, we need it. I said, we need it. We need it. Thank God for it. Verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity or love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Now this is King James, but this appears more than once. It appears 2 or 3 times, this word unfeigned, concerning love. Unfeigned love. And it appears at least a couple of times concerning faith. Unfeigned faith. What is unfeigned faith? Feign means pretend. It means, one definition is to pretend or to pretend to feel or be affected by something. To feign it. You pretend to feel something or you pretend to be affected by something. Or to feign means to give a false appearance of. You could say false faith. Pretend faith, phony faith. Is there a phony faith?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.